Thank you for listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast. Hope you enjoy it. It's brought to you by Lakewood Chev. If you're looking for something unique, Lakewood has a large selection of special edition trucks by Chevrolet. Life is too short not to be special. Check them out at Lakewood Chev. A city that pretty much all they know lately, anyway, is the playoffs. They've had a few Stanley Cup parades, three of them, in fact, since 2010. Chris Hine from the Chicago Tribune joins us. Chris, as always, welcome back to the show. Before we get to the matchup, I want to talk about Joel Quenneville, because I feel this is might be one of Joel Quenneville's best coaching seasons, and if I had a vote, I'd actually vote him for the coach of the year. I think it's tough at times to stay at the top, especially when you incorporate so many youngsters like he did this year.
Yeah, that was the challenge coming into the year. You never really knew how that was going to go. I think the first game of the season, they started out with six first-year players in the lineup, whether it was four forwards or maybe two defensemen. So this was a different year, one of the most different years that he's had under as long as he's been coach of the Blackhawks. And I really think he's done a really good job of putting those guys in good positions to win, trying to find the right spots for them, not asking them to do too much, being patient with them, giving them ample opportunity to prove themselves, either positively or negatively. And I really do think that I think the best job he's done, at least in the last few years here. I would agree with you in that instance.
Now, Chris, still with the youth, does that translate differently now that we're in the playoffs? Are there going to be four rookie forwards in the lineup tonight?
Yeah, there's going to be Nick Schmaltz. You got Ryan Hartman, John Hayden, and Tanner Caro. You're going to have four guys who are playing in their first playoff game tonight. And I don't think that they're too worried about that, quite honestly. I think you look at where they're playing and how they've played over the last couple of weeks here. Each of those guys is on pretty much a different line. I'm trying to think. Hayden and Caro are playing together on the fourth line. But the other guys are playing on the top three lines. They're playing with veterans like Marian Hossa and Jonathan Toews. So, they're not grouped together per se. And they're not going to be put in a situation where it's, a lot of them on the ice, three young players on the ice having to stop, Nashville. They're going to be playing with veterans. They're going to be, they have Joel Quenneville on the bench. I do think that it's not that big of a concern coming into game one tonight. I think they're feeling pretty confident with how these guys have played, especially over the last couple of weeks.
Now, the Nashville Predators are an interesting team. They've got definitely some skilled players, although Chicago has Patrick Kane and Panarin, so they got more skilled players. They got good defense there in Subban and Josi, but then the Hawks have Duncan Keith and Brett Seabrook and Hjalmarsson. What concerns Chicago the most, do you think? Like, what do they have to be leery of the most of the Predators?
I think it's their ability to score. The second half of the season, Nashville, I think, was one of the best scoring teams in the league. That kind of prompted their run to get a playoff spot. Yeah, I think the Hawks have to be aware of that. The Hawks have allowed the most, they're one of the teams that's allowed the most high danger chances in the league. So I think that's a concern coming into a playoff series against a team that has a lot of skilled forwards. I think more than I think people give them credit for, with players like Victor Arvidsson, Philip Forsberg, Colin Wilson. Although I think he's out tonight. I think Nashville kind of flies under the radar when it comes to the skilled players they have, especially up front. So I think that's a concern. The Hawks just have a tendency to kind of ramp up their defense in the playoffs. So I look at those numbers and the possession metrics and things like that a little warily, because the Blackhawks always seem to find another level once the playoffs roll around. But I would say that the number of high danger chances the Hawks allowed was kind of out of character for them this year. We'll see if that carries over into the postseason.
Chris, is Artem Anisimov back in the lineup tonight? And if so, what change do we see to the top six?
He is, and it's kind of all systems go on that top six right now. He's going to slot right back in with Artemi Panarin and Patrick Kane. The top line of Schmaltz, Taves, and Ponick will be intact, a line that has been really good since the beginning of February. It gives them really two very dangerous lines that opponents are going to have to pick their poison, so to speak, on how they're going to defend both of those lines. And then those two lines enable a really solid third line of Ryan Hartman, you know, a rookie who scored 19 goals this season, and two tried and true veterans, Marcus Kruger and Marian Hossa. So you look at those top three lines, it's a pretty formidable top three lines, I think better than they were a year ago. I think last year against the Blues, outside of that Kane, Panarin, and Anisimov line, the Hawks didn't really have another threatening scoring line. Now I think they come into the postseason with three really good lines that can damage you if you're not careful.
Chris Hine joins us from Chicago. Chris, goaltending, you know, it's interesting in Nashville. Pecorini's numbers, okay. You know, Corey Crawford, they have a massive advantage and experience there. You've seen Nashville play the Hawks this season. Do they play them a little bit different? Like, I know I watch Nashville games, and I find at times they try to be that physical, intimidating team, and I'm just not sure you can do that against the Hawks.
You can't. You can't get out of character. I didn't really notice it in the five games they played this year. The Hawks came away with four wins in those five games. All of the games were pretty close. They're pretty evenly matched. It always seemed like the Hawks, as they usually do, you know, ended up making one or two plays in the third period, getting a key goal, and you know, coming up with a bunch of one goal victories. We'll see if the Predators try to do that again tonight. I do think that they've learned from 2 years ago, and that playoff series that they lost to the Hawks. I think they realize that, hey, you know, we just got to play our game if we're going to have a shot of winning, because really they're not that. These two teams are more evenly matched, I think, than people think. Even though the Hawks were the top seed in the West, Nashville was the second wild card, I don't think the difference between them is that great. So if Nashville can come out, maybe dictate a little bit of the pace, get a couple early bounces, go their way, and you know, maybe they could steal one of these two games at the United Center, and all of a sudden it's a whole different series.
Chris, one last one for me, and we touched on goaltending. Pekka Rinne is Pekka Rinne, but he hasn't been that good in the two previous playoff series against the Blackhawks, and the Blackhawks will make a lot of goaltenders look pretty average. But is there any approach to a big goaltender like Rinne, or him in particular? I mean, I'm seeing 271 and a 910 save percentage against the Blackhawks in these previous series. That's not near good enough.
No, it's not. And, you know, the Blackhawks certainly, you know, Pekka Rinne is a big name in the NHL, but certainly the Blackhawks have beaten him in playoff series before. They're not really intimidated by him. I think the Blackhawks realize, you know, as long as they play to the level that they're capable of, when they went on this run in February and March where they were winning almost every night they took the ice, and like I said, they had three lines that could really damage you on a nightly basis. I think as long as the Blackhawks get back to that level, they realize it's going to be really hard for the Predators to beat them, and it's going to be really hard for Pekka Rinne to come up with enough saves to keep Nashville in the game. You know, I think the Hawks realize that they need – the big thing for the Hawks is they need a net front presence. And whenever it seems like they go through a lull in scoring, the number one issue is we got to put more pucks at the net. We need a net front presence. And I think getting Anisimov back in the lineup certainly helps with that, because he's one of the main guys who gets to the front of the net and kind of mucks it up for them in there. So I don't think that they're too worried about Pecorine. I think he's more worried about facing the Blackhawks than the Blackhawks are about facing him.
Chris, should be a great series as always. We appreciate your time. Enjoy it, and we'll see how far the Hawks go. I'm guessing we'll be talking to you a few times here in the next few weeks.
I have a feeling. Thanks, guys.